11 a.m.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lawrence Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lawrence Dental Artistry is located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110. Online at drannlawrence.com.
John, it's Mick calling. There's no way I can make this session tonight. It's just too late. I mean, you've known me since I was 17 years old, so there's a good reason why I can't come.
Sleep, so don't make my wake-up call too soon. Working past the wee-wee hours, laying to every seat that's sold, trying to sing my song. Lord, I've been so long, searching for that moment of gold. Yeah. I once saw me a morning brighter than a baby. So far away, and my dreams is coming apart. 11:30, wake up call, and my head's about to split in two.
Well, well, now
see the light of day peeking through the shades. Oh, my brain's about to come unglued. Working past the wee wee hours. There ain't no club too small. It's sleeping that I lie flat out on my back, but it won't be no time at all till that wake up call. Oh,
John Mayall with Wake Up Call. That was the title track to his 1993 release. John Mayall with special guests Mavis Staples helping out on vocals and also Mick Taylor on lead guitar. John Mayall and company bringing us into the third hour of 4 hours of blues for you here on a Friday on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and that's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. That tune, Wake Up Call, was one written by David Egan, our old friend David Egan. Well, we're going to listen to another tune that Mayall recorded that David wrote. This time, though, we're going to turn to David from what was his first disc, 20 Years of Trouble. Here's the late David Egan on piano and vocals with a number called She Don't Play by the Rules.
Find out for yourself.
Chicago Blues from Gloria Hardiman and also Steve Freund. They shared the billing on a disc called Set Me Free that came out on Delmark Records some years ago. Great vocalist Hardiman and Steve Freund, fine guitarist. He's originally from Brooklyn, ended up in Chicago, I think it was in mid-70s he moved there, and then ultimately out to the West Coast. In fact, he was the guitarist on Henry Gray's first domestic release, the disc Lucky Man that came out around 1990 or so. Freund has been around the block a few times and on a whole lot of different recordings. Before we heard Steve Freund, we heard David Egan from the disc 20 Years of Trouble. We heard David do his composition, She Don't Play by the Rules. Again, that was another tune of his that John Mayall recorded. We're going to turn next to Junior Parker. He came out of the Memphis scene back in the late 40s. Worked with he was a friend of Bobby Bland. He played with Sonny Boy Williamson, who taught him some of the finer aspects of playing blues harp. Worked with Howling Wolf's band in 1949. He ended up coming up with the tune Mystery Train that was covered by Elvis Presley in 54. And I'm sure Junior Parker enjoyed that. He was a really, really fine talent, great vocalist, as well as a blues harp player. Here is late Junior Parker here on KRVS from June of 1959. Parker doing a number called Dangerous Woman.
You better leave her alone. She'll get you in trouble, make you wish you had never been born. She invited me to her house, I went without thinking twice. A big fella answered the door, I luckily escaped with my life. Yes, that woman is dangerous. She's got more men than teeth in a comb. If you want to see another birthday, you better leave her alone. Yes, that woman is dangerous. You better believe what I'm telling you. Yes, that woman is dangerous. You better believe what I'm telling you. She'll make you have bad dreams, and those dreams will come true. Yes, that woman is dangerous. You better believe what I say. Well, that woman is dangerous. You better believe what I say. She'll get you in trouble, then she'll grin and walk away.
Me all the time.
Buddy Guy from March of 1960, recording for Chess Records at the time. That was possibly his first recording for Chess. His rendition of the number First Time I Met the Blues, it was written by fellow Louisianian Little Brother Montgomery. Little Brother Montgomery was originally from Kentwood, Louisiana, ended up becoming a very, very important Chicago blues pianist. And in fact, he was playing piano on this particular track, Buddy Guy. Before we heard Buddy Guy, we heard Junior Parker from a disc called Backtracking. Parker from June of 1959, he did a number called Dangerous Woman. We're going to turn next to someone else that came out of the Memphis scene, another harp player like Junior Parker that came out of Memphis. We're talking about Amos Blakemore, better known as Junior Wells. He ended up working with Muddy Waters in the early 1950s, shortly after, Little Walter left the group. Then Junior was drafted, and when he came back to Chicago, somebody else had the harp chair in the Muddy Waters band. But he ended up in a decades-long collaboration with Buddy Guy, sort of on and off. They'd support each other in their recordings, and they would tour together. Here is Junior Wells from a disc called Live at Teresa's, 1975. Teresa's, of course, is a Chicago blues club. Junior Wells doing one of his own compositions. Junior Wells here on KRVS with Little by Little.
I'm losing you, I can see. Let's go home this morning.
Now watch that Playboy stuff, man. Don't do that.
Where Did Our Love Go Wrong? That was the Andy T. Band from a brand new disc called Double Strike. Andy T. is Andy Talamantes, guitarist based out of Nashville. And the vocalist on this track, Alabama Mike, who is from San Francisco. And they're doing pretty well with this, just getting a bit of airplay on blues radio programs around the country. Before hearing the Andy T. Band with Alabama Mike, we heard Junior Wells. Junior Wells on blues harp and vocals, recorded live at Teresa's in Chicago back in 1975. Junior Wells doing one of his own compositions, a number called Little by Little. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show & Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
We're going to turn to take a look at some of the music going around the going on around the area this weekend and on into next week. This evening, Delta Papa will be appearing at Blue Dog Cafe. The three bands are playing at Steam Press Coffee Cafe tonight. Delta Sado will be at Artmosphere. Also tonight at Grouse Room Organic Radio, Cedral Ballou will be at Cowboys tonight. Junior Lacrosse plays Route 92, and also this evening, Inspiracy Theory at Blue Moon Saloon. And there's a Cajun Jam, of course, every Saturday afternoon at Vermilionville here in Lafayette. And tomorrow night, Sam Broussard will be at Blue Dog Cafe. Also tomorrow night at Feed and Seed, the band Smooth Ross and the Reflections, as well as the Shakebacks. The Lost Bayou Ramblers will be having a CD release party tomorrow night at Blue Moon Saloon. Julie O'Dell will also be playing there. And Dustin Saunier plays Cowboys tomorrow night. Crossfire will be at the Grouse Room. Wayne and the Same Old Two-Step play tomorrow at the St. Peter Claver Hall in Grand Coteau. Kyle Huval and the Dixie Club Ramblers are at the Artmosphere. And also Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys play Liberty Theater tomorrow evening. There's, being the second Saturday of the month, there's the Jefferson Street Art Walk taking place in downtown Lafayette from 6 to 8 p.m. And also tomorrow night is the 5th Annual International Blues Day Celebration. It's taking place at Route 92 in Youngsville and will feature five local bands, Michael Juan Nunez and the American Electric, as well as the Good Dudes, ULL's Raging Blues Band with Corey Lede and Delta Mud, and also Julian Beard. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Generation Blues Camp scholarships, and these scholarships provide applicants under the age of 21 an opportunity to study the instrument of their choice at various reputable camps. So definitely a good cause. If you'd like more information on the Blues Music Day celebration in Youngsville tomorrow evening, go to acadianablues@bellsouth.net. And on Sunday, Sam Broussard and Patrick Cooper will be playing for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Also Sunday, Dustin Gaspar will be playing a brunch at Artmosphere. Angela Hudson will be playing at Steam Press Coffee Cafe at noon also Sunday. There's a Roots Jam at 6 p.m., starting at 6 p.m. at Artmosphere. Also on Sunday, Warren Storm, Willie T., and Cypress will be at Cowboys. Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie play Route 92 in Youngsville. There are three bands playing Sunday at Freetown Boom Boom Room, and Jimmy Bergeron, the Kickin' Cajuns, are at Whiskey River. Also, this Sunday is Acadian Culture Day at Vermilionville. They're having events taking place virtually all day long, starting around mid-morning. The Huval Dupuy Fusilier Band, as well as Paul Degg and Cajun Gold, will be providing music for that event. And we have on Monday, every Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. This coming Monday, Trey Wee, as well as Maintenance, will be at the Rev Coffee Roasters. Every Wednesday night, there's a Cajun jam at Blue Moon Saloon, and it's open mic night and songwriters night Wednesdays at Artmosphere. We're going to turn next to Tab Benoit from Houma, Louisiana. He first started getting airplay back in the early 1990s when he was recording for Justice Records. Here's Tab from a 2011 Telarc Records release called Medicine. Tab Benoit on guitar and vocals doing a number called Long Lonely Bayou. ¶¶
She was mine and I was fine back then. I tried to say how much I loved her till the end. There were times I couldn't say what I want to. And now she's gone and I'm the lonely bayou. Killing my veins. My heart is drifting like an old P-roll that's been untied with nowhere to go. They find it hard. I was a man who found a love so true. And now she's gone and I'm the lonely bayou. From the rain, the still waters are killing my veins. My heart, Lord, is drifting like an old P-Roll that's been untied, got no place to go. I find it hard to snake my way through the trees. I can't even find a push from a breeze. I was a man who found a love so true. And now she's gone and I'm alone. Bayou. Now she's gone and I'm the lonely bayou.
What a tragedy when the Titanic ship went down. Oh, what a tragedy when that Titanic ship went down. I used strategy during the tragedy. That's why I was nowhere around. Yeah, the women and the children, they was having fun. Yeah, women and the children, they were really having fun. when the ship started sinking, that's when the trouble begun. Was an awful thing when that ship hit that big iceberg. Yeah, it was an awful thing when that ship hit that big iceberg. Well, I wasn't worried, I was the best swimmer in the world. Now a rich man asked me to save his life, he would give me half his wealth. I said, I'm very sorry, mister, but I really got to save myself. When I jumped in the water, everybody said, look at that fool. But when that Titanic ship hit the bottom, I was in Harlem shooting pool. Oh, what a tragedy when the Titanic ship went down. Oh, what a tragedy when the Titanic ship went down. I used strategy during a tragedy. That's why I was nowhere around.
Cousin Joe from New Orleans on piano and vocals with an interesting take on the tragedy of the Titanic. I don't think he could have been Harlem because he wasn't quite 5 years old when the Titanic did go down, but an interesting song, interesting guy. He's originally from Wallace, Louisiana. His real name was Pleasant Joseph, called Cousin Joe. This is from an album called Relaxing in New Orleans. The album came out, or was recorded, I should say, back in July of 1985. And Pleasant Joseph is no longer with us, except for the legacy of music he's left. We had another Louisiana musician, actually a couple of them preceding Cousin Joseph. We heard Tab Benoit from his disc Medicine doing a number of his own composition, a piece called Long Lonely Bayou, and Michael Doucet was on fiddle on that particular track and on some others on that disc. We're going to have music next from Ruthie Foster, interesting lady that has done very well for herself in music, fine Texas blues chanteuse. She was in the Navy for a while, worked with their started performing in the while she was in the Navy. She's won various blues awards. Here she is with the Blind Boys of Alabama. We just heard one song about the Titanic. Probably the most famous was the one that Blind Willie Johnson recorded many, many years ago. Here is Ruthie Foster and the Blind Boys of Alabama with their take on, she calls it the Titanic. The original title that Blind Willie Johnson used was God Moves on the Water.
God moves on the water.
April the 14th day,
God moves
on the water. Everybody had to run and pray.
The Titanic left Southampton with all their sport and game. But when they struck that iceberg, I know their mind was changed. Let me tell you, God moves on the water.
April the 14th day,
God moves
on the water. Everybody had to run and pray.
Trip they may go, but when they struck that iceberg, they haven't been seen no more. Let me tell you, God moves on the water.
April the 14th day,
well, God moves
on the water. Everybody had to run and pray.
Shipwreck,
oh, yeah,
is almost almost too sad to tell. 1,600, oh, they went down forever to dwell. Did you know that God moves on the water?
April the 14th day,
oh, God moves
on the water. Everybody had to run and pray.
Well, the 14th day of April, it was 1912. The ship had a wreck by an iceberg. Oh, it went down forever to dwell. I know that God moves on the water.
April the 14th day.
God moves
on the water. Everybody had to run and pray.
God moving.
He's moving up there.
Now it keeps the spirit moving in my soul. Every day I find it's peace and joy in mine. It keeps me singing in my soul. I'm singing. From morn till night, it makes my burdens light. I'm singing, yes, I'm singing in my soul. Every now and then, there's something speaks within and often tells me when I'm doing wrong. Just steal away and bow and prayer, my heart rang out in triumph song. I'm singing, oh, singing in my soul. When the troubles roll, I sing from morn till night. It makes my burdens light. I'm singing, yes, I'm singing in my soul.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe on guitar and vocals, recorded with the Sammy Price Trio back in September of 1944, singing In My Soul, a number written by Tom A. Dorsey. He was a fine pianist and composer. He did a lot of Hokum blues and all sorts of stuff before he started writing a lot of gospel music. Some people call him the father of modern gospel music. Singing In My Soul. Before we heard Sister Rosetta Tharpe, we heard Ruthie Foster from her disc, Let It Burn. Ruthie, along with the Blind Boys of Alabama, they did a number for us called The Titanic. We're going to move next to about some Piedmont blues, and one of the best practitioners of that art, at least back in the 1920s and 30s, Blind Willie McTell. He was from Atlanta and quite a fine artist. Started recording in the late 20s. We're going to listen to him recorded in New York City. He got around very, very well for a man that was not sighted. It was said that you could walk down the street with him, go down the sidewalk, and he could tell you what buildings were where. He's a very, very talented individual. Here's Blind Willie McTell, recorded in September of 1933 with a number called Your Time to Worry.
I don't need nothing but my overalls. I done trimmed these women's and they bound to fall. Your time to worry, my time to live alone. But your reckless disposition, mama, drove your daddy away from home. I don't want no woman gonna run around and drink a whiskey and act like a fan-foot clown. Your time to worry, my time to live alone. But your reckless disposition drove your baby away from home. I don't want no woman with a face like a natural man. When she comes in your home, there'll be trouble in the land. But let it be her time to worry, my time to be alone. But your reckless disposition, mama, drove your daddy away from home. Oh, play it for me, boy, 'cause I'm worried. If I had your heart in my hand, I would teach you exactly how to treat a real good man. Because it's your time to worry, my time to live alone. But your reckless disposition drove your daddy away from home. Well, I tried to treat you good, tried to treat you right. But you stayed off on me, woman, both day and night. Now's your time to worry, my time to live alone. But your reckless disposition, honey, drove your daddy away from home. Now it's a mighty sad story, but it's understood. Everybody in Atlanta, in my neighborhood, it's your time to worry, woman, and my time to live alone. But your reckless disposition drove your daddy away from.
Thank you.
Corey Harris from his disc Fish Ain't Biting. That was recorded at the Ultrasonic Studios in New Orleans back in, 1966. Late in the year, Corey Harris doing a number called High Fever Blues. Corey was preceded here on KRVS by Blind Willie McTell. We heard Blind Willie McTell recorded back in 1933 doing a number called It's Your Time to Worry. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast on air at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're online at krvs.org, and we are listener-supported. Thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We're going to break for the news with NPR at 12:01. We'll be back at 12:06 with some Irma Thomas to kick off the final hour of The Blues Box for us this Friday. And to take us on up to news time, a great Texas blues man, Freddie King. Here's Freddie King recorded in April of 1961, Freddie King doing a number called The Stumble again. This will take us up to news time with NPR.